all are looking at is a new practitioner profile that will be released in our clinical advisor product August 24th. It's the first iteration of a practitioner profile that will be part of our new merged product called Quality Advisor that will be coming out in spring of 2009, where we're kind of upgrading and merging functionality between two legacy products, Clinical Advisor and Quality Manager. So as I said, this new version, this first iteration, will be coming out live August 24th in Clinical Advisor, and it was designed to help support the data gathering portion of the ongoing professional practice evaluations. What you see here is I've run the report for a number of different practitioners, and they're accessible via a drop-down version, a drop-down box. This is an interactive version of this report. It's intended to do a review side-by-side with the clinician so that you can answer their questions as they come up. There's a printable version as well, which can be run and printed and saved and distributed depending upon what your workflow is. But as you saw, I clicked to Dr. Kearney here. The screen changed to his outcomes. And I wanted to point out, as Brian had mentioned, the different comparisons available to you within the new tool. So here I've actually, it's our demo data. I pulled in 2 years of data to get a nice large group of patients. Brian mentioned our risk methodology. This report's being run with the 3MAPR-DRG risk model. And Quality Advisor will be including another alternative with the Care Science Analytics model that came from the research that a company called Care Science has done in the past. The practitioner profile is being run when this physician has a role of attending practitioner or principal procedure surgeon to capture all of their patients. I'm comparing them to my specialty. So as you see here for Dr. Kearney, the comparison here for the internal comparison group and peer will be internal medicine. If I click another physician whose specialty is different, their internal comparison group and peer comparisons will now be cardiology. And the comparisons are also based off of the roles that the practitioner had. I'm excluding outliers, and I'm excluding skilled nursing patients from this review. And I'm going to bring it back to Dr. Kearney. A few other things I wanted to point out, and let me say I wanted to show you this report for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll leave about 10 minutes or so for Q&A at the end, just so you can plan. This next section on outcomes is where we're showcasing a lot of the risk adjustment. We've built in the red, yellow, green stoplight so that you can hone in on where a practitioner needs improvement or where you might want to start your discussion. There's flexibility here because, as Howard mentioned, the way you design your practice evaluations is up to you and needs to be approved by your medical board. So it could be that you don't want to include charges in your medical reviews, and so you can just remove them from the analysis here. We've provided several options for how you want to look at your metrics. We're defaulting the observed rate and the observed to expected ratio and including statistical significance, which are reporting at the 75%, 95%, and 99% confidence levels. If you wanted to add in some additional detail, like what was the expected rate or the variation between observed and expected, you can do that too. And you're looking at the practitioner outcomes, the internal comparison group, so within your facility or your system, and then the external peer, where you've selected other hospitals from within the Premier database to compare yourself to. We also built in graphs. And they're interactive graphs, and this, as you can see down here, is the trend graph to support the Joint Commission requirements to look at trend of data over time. It adjusts to the time frame that you've selected. So as I mentioned, I had a couple, 2 years of data in here, so that's visible. If I picked 6 months of data, it would adjust to just show the 6 months of data. We've got our mouse over to your different values of observed and expected. And we're looking at the mortality observed and expected in aggregate over here on the left as compared to internal comparison group and peer. If I wanted to look at another outcome, I can go ahead and just click it, and that additional outcome would show up. I scrolled over up top the mortality patient detail. In our first release, we do have the capability to click in and get at the patients who died, and I've already run that just in the interest of the demo. And in here, you've got your patient detail report, which will give you specific details on your patients, med rec number, patient ID, admit date, discharge date. So if you opted to pull the patient record, you'd have all the information you would need to go ahead and get that record. And this is customizable as well, in that depending upon how you want to look at it with your docs, it could be that you don't want to include MS-DRG information, so you can just remove that. So I just dragged MS-DRG over to the left, and that column will disappear. And there you go, it's gone. If you wanted to add it back in, it's the same function. You would go into your MS-DRG column here. It looks like we're a little lagging with our WebEx. And you can go ahead and just drag it back in again wherever you would want it. So I'm just going to put it there. So it's a nice interaction. And this interaction not only is in our mortality patient detail report, it's additional interaction that we're building in actually in other parts of the product. Let me go back now to where we were and just point out a couple of other high-level things. We are showing resource comparisons in this first release at the department cost level. And we will be building in drill downs to practitioner and patient level information in future iterations of this report. But you can look at this practitioner's performance as compared to the internal comparison group and peer. Lastly, on this first page, I wanted to point out the evidence-based care section, where we've imported data related to core measures or your core measure data, and are showing the appropriate care score up top as compared to the HQID or Hospital Quality Incentives Demonstration Project results, top 10%, top 50%. If you wanted to look at detail for each of the individual measures for the measure group, you can go ahead and click on that and see how the practitioner performed. We purposefully included your numerator and denominator information because these case counts tend to be so low. So it can be, and let me show you the pneumonia one, the nicer example. You know, it can feel, you know, bad if you start to see lower percent rates, but then when you look at your numerator and denominator and realize you're looking at one or two cases, it's much easier to have a realistic, you know, discussion with your practitioner about, you know, what's going on with these particular patients. In the next iteration of this report, we will have drilled down here to who these particular patients are within the particular measure sets. This is page one of the report. There's an opportunity section, which is looking at opportunities related to length of stay and mortality that you can, depending again on what you decide to look at, you can look at the DRG level, the principal diagnosis level, principal procedure level. Last but not least, again, because this is up to you, if you were doing this interactive review and you wanted to print this page and sign off on it, we give that capability here, so you can just print this as is. The doc or practitioner can sign off on it to signify in hard copy that you've done the review. There's additional detail here as well on page two related to how the practitioner performed. And again, you've got that same capability of toggling between your docs. I'm going to leave it on Dr. Kearney from page one. Again, flexibility in looking at your outcomes. Here we've gone a level deeper to show observed to expected ratio for particular disease classifications, DRG, PRINDIAG, PRIND procedure. The complication section, I did want to take a few minutes to show you, though. We've built in here hospital-acquired conditions and the patient safety indicators. And in development, we have premier hospital-acquired conditions, which will expand kind of the complications reporting in general. We've opted to only display when there's patients in the numerator or denominator for these particular outcomes. So here we see for hospital-acquired conditions, this particular doc had one case of non-catatic hyperosmolar coma and two cases of hospital-acquired falls and trauma. In the next iteration of this report, you will drill down to find out who these patients are. And then the patient safety indicator section, we are displaying just PSIs where there are cases in the denominator. So this will help decrease the noise that sometimes happens when you look at patient safety indicators at a practitioner level where case counts are low and their patients don't apply. So these PSIs all related to birth trauma don't apply to this internal medicine doc. And again, here we've opted to show numerator and denominator only and abandoned showing rates because of the low numbers here. So again, with if we were reporting cases per 1,000 population, the cases could look really high when in fact it's one or two people. So we wanted just to keep this realistically at numerator, denominator, and you do have the option to compare it to the internal comparison group and peer, again looking at numerator and denominator. You've probably seen a few times in these mouse overs, these arrows up top, there is dynamic capability to resort your columns if you so choose, when you're doing your analyses and reviewing these with your clinicians. And then here at the bottom, the other pieces that we've opted to include, and we were very broad in what we included because we know that you have so many options in front of you of what you may want to measure for your docs, your practitioners. So here we're looking at your patient days by level. So where does this doc tend to have patients as compared to the internal comparison group and peer? And then 30-day readmissions for same or different principal diagnosis. So in this example, we see that the practitioner had an overall readmission rate of about 17%. 15.97% came back in with a different diagnosis. 1.09% came back in with the same as compared to the internal comparison group and then the peer, the external peer. And last but not least is demographic distributions. If there's interest in finding, you know, comparing proportions of patients of where they came from, who their payers are, or how they were discharged, you have that ability, you know, right here as well. And as I mentioned before, this report is also available in a principal view, again, depending upon your workflow, that would contain all of the information in it. So. And,